Good evening. You thinking about sitting me down again? Since Brother Dennis come up and done such a wonderful job, it seemed like as soon as that happened, you already set me down. I don't get no love, I tell you. But it's good to be here. That's always good to be here. And let me check, make sure I got everything on. Okay, I think I got everything on now. We want to say to our guests, we thank you for your presence. And we extend an open invitation to you for all of our services. You are always welcome here at the Northwest Church of Christ. Northwest membership, we thank you and appreciate you so very, very much. So we're so appreciative of you, and we love you so very, very much. If you have a prayer request or special need, complete a prayer request form, or if you prefer, you may verbally state or make your request at the appropriate time. We want you to do what you feel like doing, whether it be writing your prayer request down or need, or standing and stating it or making it. Brother Branch gave us a wonderful lesson this morning. Wonderful job. And he always does wonderful, wonderful lessons. And we appreciate him and his family so much. Brother Branch, we appreciate you and your family so very, very much. And we need to say that from time to time. And, of course, you know we appreciate each member and love each of you so, so very, very much. The subject of my lesson is, are you equipped? Are you equipped to defeat the devil? That's a good question, isn't it?
Yes.
Are you equipped to defeat the devil? You know, my wife, when I'm doing a lesson, she sneaks in and checks me out, see what I'm doing. And she looked at that, she said, I'm impressed, honey. I'm impressed. So when your wife or your spouse tell you that they're impressed, then you can feel pretty good about what you've done. And our scripture is coming from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Very familiar scripture. I want to start out with a few more questions. Have you admitted that you face a real spiritual foe, the devil? Have you admitted that to yourself, that you face a real spiritual foe, the devil? Are you on the alert for his advances? Are you on the alert for his advances? Have you recognized his destructive power? Are you ignorant of his devices? The devil will use whatever means he feels is necessary to attack us. He'll use whatever means he feels is necessary to attack us. He will use me. He'll use me. He will use you. Right? Your spouse. Relatives. Friends. Enemies. Temptation. Greed. Sickness. Death. Deceit. Disappointment. Sadness. Gossip. Lies, and so forth. This sinister opponent is determined to attack every person's life, assaulting their faith and conquering their souls. His goal, he has a goal. His goal is to become our master instead of Christ. He wants to be our master. What can we do? Does it seem like, well, we just ought to pack bags up and leave already? No, wait a minute. We got something we can do. We got something we can do. We got something for him. What can we do to defend ourselves against this powerful and wicked enemy? I will share three steps that will equip you to defeat the devil. I want to give you three steps to defeat the devil. First step. This first thing you got to do, if you want to get ready for him, you must be watchful. You agree with that? We want to look at two scriptures, and we're familiar with 1 Peter. We're familiar with 1 Peter 5:8. But let's look again at what it says here. Now listen to what the Spirit says through Peter. Be sober and vigilant. To be sober means to think clearly, level-headed, or intelligently. To be vigilant means to always be on guard. Always be on guard and prepared for every attack by our enemy. The devil in this scripture, 1 Peter 5:8, the devil is described as a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. We know that a lion is a very powerful and vicious animal, right? The same way a lion, now listen to this, the same way a lion rips apart its prey and devour it, Satan wants to rip away, he wants to rip away our allegiance, our loyalty to Christ. He wants to rip it away so that we will serve him. He wants to rip away our allegiance, our loyalty to Christ, so that we'll serve him. Let's look at our second scripture, Ephesians 5, verses 15 through 18. Paul tells you and me to live not as fools, but as wise. Do not live as Satan's foolish children, but live as God's intelligent children. Every moment that the Lord gives you and me, spend it doing good. Every moment that the Lord gives us, spend that time doing good. Is that wise?
Yes.
Not evil. Satan will always be present, influencing us to do evil. Therefore, Paul says, do not be foolish, but learn what the Lord's will is and obey it. Learn the Lord's will and obey it. Do not get drunk with wine, which leads to ungodly conduct. Instead, be filled with the Spirit through obedience to the commandments of God. So the first step towards being equipped to defeat the devil is you must be watchful. Second step, Second step. You agree? You must be strong. So we're watchful, but if you're watchful and you're not strong, you're still in bad shape, aren't you? So now we got to be strong. You must be strong. And let's look at Ephesians. Again, we got two scriptures we want to look at. Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 10 and 18. Let's see what it says here. In these verses, Paul encourages you and me to be strong in our warfare against Satan. We must be continually strengthened in the Lord and in the power of His might. We need divine armor, not physical armor. We need divine armor. As soldiers of Christ, we must put on the whole armor of God so that we may be able to stand against the devices of the devil. Let's look at some additional methods. The ones I've previously named, those are not the only methods that Satan used to get after us or to attack us. There are some more methods that he used. Let's look at some additional methods. Satan will attack us with discouragement. You agree? Frustration. Confusion, division, moral failure, anger, selfishness, envy, rudeness, doctrinal error, and so forth. That's not all of them. We just named a few. He knows, Satan knows our weakest point. He knows our weakest point. If he knows my weakness is anger, guess what? He can always try to put somebody in front of me to make me angry. See, you understand me? But you know what? All I got to do, remember what the Lord says. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. We're going to talk about that a little more, about God's word and so forth there. So he knows our weakest point. And that's what he aimed for. He aimed for you, your weakest point, and my weakest point. If he cannot defeat us with one method, he try anger on me and I handle that. Guess what he may try next time? He's going to try another one. He may come at me or you with envy. He's going to keep trying till he finds something that's going to work. Paul says our warfare is not against physical forces, but spiritual forces. We must be able to stand when the conflict reaches its most difficult moment and still be standing when the smoke of battle has cleared away. The spiritual armor we must be dressed up in is truth. Here's what we got to have. This is the weapons we got to have. And these are all spiritual weapons. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, the word of God. Let me pause just for a moment here. The word of God. We do not have to know the whole Bible. We don't have to know the whole Bible. Just a scripture that will best address his attack. We just need a scripture that will best address his attack. And I told you previously that if my weakness is anger, I need Proverbs 15:1. I need to use that. I need to obey that scripture. We just need a scripture. And remember, this is what too, we've got to always remember, to pray continually in the Spirit. Now, praying in the Spirit means that we got to have our mind focused on Christ. We got to have our mind focused on Christ in the desire to obey Him. Now, I can pray all I want to, okay? And it sounds real good. But all the time I'm praying, I'm thinking about how I'm going to try to hurt somebody. How I'm going to go and talk about somebody. How I'm going to go lie on somebody. Huh? I might as well stop praying. Because Satan is already whipping me. Because he's using me even while I'm praying to the Lord. So praying in the Spirit means that having our mind focused on the Lord and having that desire to do his will. To do his will and keep striving to do his will continually. Brother Tony, would you give us a little air? I see some fanning. Could you pump the air down a little bit for us, if you don't mind? I'd appreciate that. Let's look at another scripture here, Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. Paul describes his relationship with Christ, which should apply to every Christian. What Paul said, his relationship with the law, with the Lord was, it should be, each one of us that are Christians, that are in the church, in the body of Christ, should have this same, thank you, brother, thank you, should have the same relationship with Christ that Paul had. I have been crucified with Christ. In baptism, I died to the old man of sin and rose from baptism, the new man of God's righteousness. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Christ did not die for me that I might go on living as I choose. If that's my attitude, then his death is worthless, is useless for me. He didn't die that I may go on living as I choose, but that he might live, or he might be able to live in me and in you. That's what it's all about. He wants to live in you and in me. But you know what? Remember, what does he want to do? He want to live in us too. And if we ain't careful, you remember, I remember when I was growing up, I used to hear some of the older people in the community, and I observed that I used to always try to listen and observe what the some of the older ladies and gentlemen in the community said. And I used to hear them say that, you know, that boy got the devil in him. You should know people say that when you're growing up. And I just observe, and you know, that old fella be going around and he'd be fighting with the other kids, trying to create fights, being ugly, being rude. Ladies, he's got the devil in him or in her. Yes, with that type of attitude, that's what we got in us. So he didn't die that I might go on living as I choose, but that he might live in me. The life which I now live in this human body, I live by faith in the Son of God. I live my life daily by continual dependence on Christ, who loved me and died for me. That should be all of our attitude. Christ lives in me. The second step toward being equipped to defeat the devil is you must be strong. We got two steps down, but we still can't completely. We're about 75% now. We're about 75%, but he still can take us if we don't use this other step. A third and final step. Now, once we get to this step and use it, we got it now. That third and final step, we must resist. See, we can be strong, but then we still want to go ahead and do what he is influencing us to do. We're not resisting him, are we? We must resist. Look at our scripture. Again, two scriptures for us to consider. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. These verses teach you and me to live in the spirit, not in the flesh. To live in the spirit means to allow Christ to be our master, to be the master, rather, of our life. Therefore, we will not seek to fulfill the desires of the flesh. So when you and I live in the spirit, we will not go around doing things fleshly. We'll be doing things spiritual, like trying to create peace, seeking to create unity. You see? Seeking to get others to cooperate and work together, which again is the unity. Is that right? To live in the flesh allows Satan to be our master. Now he's the master. God's spirit and our flesh are in constant conflict. Our sinful nature desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit desires what is contrary to our sinful nature. This battle will continue until Christ returns or we pass off the scene. This is the battle that Paul was talking about, you know, in Romans chapter 7, when he talks about how that every time he wanted to do good, evil was always present. There's that flesh. And he said, that, you know, sometimes I don't do what I ought to do. You know, that flesh taking over. See, but we got to keep battling now. We got one more scripture, final scripture we want to look at. James chapter 4 and verse 7. Here, the Spirit through James instructs us to submit to God. Instead of submitting to the devil, submit to God. We must have a contrite, and contrite mean humble. We must have a contrite, obedient spirit, not an arrogant, disobedient spirit. And I can recall too when I was growing up, from time to time, I would see, and you see adults with this type of attitude too. Parents would tell the child to do something, and he or she walk around with their mouth. With their mouth poked out. Don't want to do it. That's being arrogant. You see some adults do that too, don't you? You see some adults do that? I have. And you know what? What's so amazing about this, the Lord can strike us down anytime he wants to. You know that? And that's what we don't think about, because at that moment, you see, Satan has control of our mind. And the Lord can zap us, as Brother Lewis used to say. He can zap us down. He can paralyze our tongue. Take our sight. And he did some of that, you know, in Acts. Remember Simon? He did some of that. We need to be very careful. We resist the devil. Listen to this. We resist the devil when we are obedient to the commandments of God. Satan is no match for the word of God. And oh, I am so thankful for that. I am so thankful for that. Let me tell you this real quickly. I may have told you before, but I just think of this often. I worked with a gentleman that was low down. I mean low down, dirty. But I still always try to show him love. I still always, because I wanted to do what the Lord wanted me to do. Well, finally one day we got into it. I'm back there eating my lunch, and here come the devil. And he said something ugly. And I didn't say anything ugly to him, but I spoke back in a strong way to him. And oh boy, that's what he's waiting for. And we went back and forth. And I thought, this is what he had been trying to get me for a year. This had been going on for a year with this same person. So I thought, this is what he wanted to do. I'm going to get up and go to my desk. I got up, left my lunch there, and went out to my desk and sat down at my desk and started, you know, trying to read. And he was there on my desk and in my face and still screaming at me. And you know what the devil told me? The devil told me to hit him. I mean, it was clear as day, and the temple was right there. The devil said, hit him. But I am so thankful, because as soon as that thought came in my mind, you know what else came? Proverbs 15:1. As soon as I thought about hitting him, man, I thought of Proverbs 15, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. And I just called his name in a very polite way. I say, buddy, what? I said, I'm going to love you to death. To my astonishment, he jumped off my desk and ran. And I just sat there and said, Lord, have mercy. All we got to do is just keep obeying the Lord. That's all we got to do. And I was just so thankful that I didn't do what the devil told me to do. I didn't do what the devil was influencing me to do. But I did what the Lord influenced me to do through his word. Listen at this now, and we're going to be through. When we obey it, I said Satan is no match for the word of God. When we obey it, we are able to resist him, and he will flee from us. But keep in mind, he will flee from us, right? But every time he returns, resist him with the word of God. That's what we got to remember. We got to remember to use the weapon we have. See? All right? The third step toward being equipped to defeat the devil is you must resist. So what have we talked about here? Okay, I'm at the end of it. Now I want to ask you these questions again. Are you equipped to defeat the devil? After hearing these three steps, are you equipped to defeat the devil? Are you using, you must be watchful, you must be strong, you must resist. You will be equipped, no doubt about it. You will be equipped to defeat the devil if you will apply these three steps in your life daily. And every time he gets us, you know what? It means we have failed in one of the areas I just mentioned. In either the watchful step, or the be strong step, or the resist him step. Or we may have failed in all three of them. We may have failed in all three. But if we follow this, we got him. Are you equipped to defeat the devil? Have you submitted your life to Christ and been baptized into his church, the church of Christ? I encourage you to respond to the Lord's invitation and hear his plan, and of course it's the same. You can see it for yourself, and you can see the scriptures as well. This is his plan. And once you take these steps, and then you apply these steps that I stated, be watchful, be strong, and resist, you're on your way to heaven. You're on your way to heaven. Members of the Church of Christ, do you need to confess sin in your life? Or do you desire prayer for yourself or someone else? Please respond tonight for baptism, confession of sin, or prayer. We'd like for you to do that after our song of encouragement. And I always like to close, may God bless you real good. Let us stand.
Let us sing.
Come to Jesus, he will save you. Though your sins at crimson glow, if you give your heart to Jesus, he will make it white as snow. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come today, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come today.
Everyone, you have to partake of the Lord's Supper today. Would the brothers please come forward? Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. At this time, please mark in the blue folder, page number 13. That'll be our closing song for this evening, number 13 in the blue folder. At this time, we want to at least recognize those who may be visiting with us. I don't have any visitors cards, but if you are visiting with us here at the Northwest Church of Christ, we want you to know you're always our honored guest, and please come back and be with us at your earliest convenience. I don't have any prayer requests, so if there be no other announcements, let us be standing and prepare to be dismissed.
Number 13. I'm so glad that Jesus lives in me. I'm so glad that Jesus lives in me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, but Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, but Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, but Jesus lifted me. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. I'm on my way to heaven, 'cause Jesus lifted me. I'm on my way to heaven, 'cause Jesus lifted me. I'm on my way to heaven, 'cause Jesus lifted me. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me.
Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, as we come to the end of another day, we're just so humbled and thankful for all that you've done for us. on this side of life, and we just pray that you will continue to bless us and be with us. We're thankful for the opportunities we've had today to worship you, and we pray that our worship has been pleasing in your sight. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the lessons that have been brought to us by Brother Branch and Brother Malone, and we just pray that those words will dwell in our hearts and that we will use them to help us to be better Christians and to be better people. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for the church that meets here. We pray for the churches not only here but throughout the world, that we will continue to show the true you in the way that we need to live. Our Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings upon us, for we know we all have sinned, and we just pray that you will guide us and keep us away from those things that are harmful to us. We just pray that you will strengthen us, that we will continue to strive to live in all the ways that you would have us to live. We pray for the sick and the shut-in. We pray for the families of those who are tending to those who are sick and shut-in. We just pray for the doctors and all those. We pray that if it be your will, bless them with the strength and the courage and to overcome their illnesses or whatever difficulties they may have, and be able to come back and be able to be with us at their earliest opportunity. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for us now as we prepare to leave this place. We pray that you will guide and keep us as we go through this week, that we'll be able to meet again at the next appointed time. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.